Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Tuesday morning with the Phils. On Monday night, got a much-needed win, to say the least. We'll talk about that, but we'll also get into the issues. I mean, let's be real, more extensively today than the win, because the issues have been a bigger problem lately. And one win doesn't solve them all. So we'll get into it today. Eagles get into it themselves today with a mandatory OTA, the only one of the offseason, lasting a whole day, or put another way, a couple hours. So we'll get into that. Nick Sirianni speaks later today. Look, you can weigh in on all of it at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The first sound recording was made before the samurai were abolished.
I know samurai are abolished.
The first, yeah, well, it was in the 1800s.
I mean, we see movies about samurai. That's all set 100 years ago? What is that nonsense?
Yeah, well, long, long ago. The samurai were abolished in 1853.
Yeah, 150 or so. Yeah.
1853.
Almost 200 years at this point.
This sound recording goes back to 1850-ish.
That's pretty wild, man.
There was a French inventor.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good fact right there. All right, I'll give you a good fact. Phils won. Gave you a bad fact. They didn't exactly hit a ton last night. Thank you, Zach Wheeler, for doing what you do. And, you know, the Phillies found a way. Matter of fact, let's listen for a moment, because we're going to get to the negative of the last 2 weeks. Some may say 4 years. You be the judge. But let's actually start with the positive, which was they did rally last night in the bottom of the 11th, down a run. Now, you know, you start with a guy on second base, so that obviously helps the cause. But they strung together a succession of hits that won them the game.
Well, we go to the bottom of the 11th. Last chance time for the Phils here at Extra Innings as they're staring at a 6-game losing streak. JT Realmuto is going to lead it off here in the 11th. Swung on, line to right. It's a base hit down the line. Castellanos coming around third. He's going to come home and score. Throw will go to second, and JT ties the ball game. Well, here's Bryson Stott, and Palencia delivers, and Stott pushes a bunt. It's a good one. Third base side. Shaw, bare hand, flip to first. Not in time. Stott beats it out. And here's Otto Kemp. First ever game here at Citizens Bank Park. He is bunting, and he pushes it third base side. It's a great bunt. Picked up by Bush. Throw back to first. Not in time. And Otto Kemp is aboard, and the bases are loaded. Nobody out. And here comes Brandon Marsh, who didn't start the game, but he's got a chance to win it. Swing and a drive. Center field and deep. JT is home to score. And the Phillies have won it. Brandon Marsh with a walk-off as the Phillies rally for 2 runs in the bottom of the 11th, and they beat the Cubs and snap their losing streak of 4-3 win.
Well, thankfully they did, because let's be real, we all needed it. It's been ugly lately. Seltzer, the critic will say, the cynic will say, this was the obligatory play the positive before discussing the negative. Is that
right? Yeah, that's
all
right.
All right, so buckle up, ladies and gentlemen, because I haven't been here for a couple of days. There's a lot to get to. Obviously, you can react to the comeback last night, which was good to see. A lot within that game on the table, including, all jokes aside, back-to-back bunt base hits, which I swear to God might not have happened since the 20th century. So good job by the Phils getting that W, 215-592-9494. But let's really drill down on the real story. The real story is the big picture. And the real story relates to the free fall that happened, obviously, over the last week and a half or so, part of which I was out for. And I'm just going to ask you this question, because I know yesterday, John, when you guys were all together and I wasn't here, I know a lot of it was, and this was what the show should be yesterday, complaints. Everything that's going wrong and everybody getting it off their chest. And I totally think that is like totally the way it should have been yesterday. Here's where I want to take it today. Solutions, or at least recommended solutions. I'm going to challenge everyone at 215-592-9494 and encourage you to come to the table knowing the, I know John's got his hands in the air, knowing the issues. We all know the issues, okay? And we can, and look, get it off your chest again. If you want, still get it off your chest. I'm not holding you back, but what I'm saying is take it to the next step now. And here are the kind of things, and I'm just curious where people come down. Fire Rob Thompson? Change the batting order? Call up guys like Crawford from the minor leagues? Totally, completely bench certain players and play backups? Get rid of players like just dump guys like the Bomers and dump them? John Ritchie, I turn to you first, and everyone today at 215-592-9494. What should they do, John Ritchie? What say you?
Bring back the daycare. Bring back the daycare.
You got to be kidding me.
Last night, we saw it again.
Wow.
With Otto Kemp. Great job by Otto Kemp.
So you think they buy better that way?
First of all, absolutely. You know what? They tried it differently with, hey, let's be more mature this year. We're taking it to the next level. Sometimes you need some fun to pull you through when dog days are upon you. This isn't even really dog days
yet. Well, what about the fact those guys didn't really hit well last year? Other than Bohm in the first half, Stott was below average. Bohm became incredibly below average, and Marsh was totally below average.
They're the guys that we have right now, and they've been asked to, you know, sort of mask their true self, the true, kid inside that they really like to let out and, you know, enjoy the game. Okay. It feels like the team's enjoying the game so much less at the start of it all. And even when we were winning, you had that, I don't know, buttoned up feel that just didn't quite work for some of the guys. Now, times are tough. They need something to bring them through it. Why not? I thought it was really cool. I thought it was really cool to see Otto Kemp have his headset ruined last night when he was blindsided by the water jug, and it was the daycare being the daycare again. And you know what? Bryce said coming into this season, hey, we're done with the daycare. Well, Bryce is now not playing. Bryce, we're hoping you can get better soon, as soon as possible. And
Bryce might be in the nursing home soon. It might not be daycare. It might be old age for Bryce soon. Seriously, his body, it's not good. All right, so I didn't expect that answer. Seltzer, what would you do? You got all these parts of the team. You got a front office. You got a manager. You get to do anything with it. What do you want to do?
You might not expect my answer either. Okay. My answer is I'm giving them a month to prove to me that they deserve for me to add to this team. Otherwise, I'm considering trading pieces away. Like, that's where I'm at with this team. I have very little faith in this group. I think you look around the diamond, you have five zeros in the lineup. Five. Your catcher is an offensive zero. Your second baseman's a zero. Your third baseman's a zero. Your left fielder, your center fielder. Five zeros. Bryce Harper's health is everything for me right now.
It's a major issue.
If he's out for an extended period of time, I'm trading pieces away. Like, the season's over, in my opinion. This team offensively is reliant on Schwarber, Turner, and Harper being awesome. Otherworldly when you have five holes in the lineup. And unless Harper's healthy, like, I can't see it. Now, if Harper's healthy and they play really well for a month when he comes back, then you have to add at least one outfielder. You have to, whether it's a left fielder or a center fielder, one of those two spots has to be filled. And you have to add a bullpen piece. And I'm talking a bullpen piece that you trusted the way you trusted Alvarado. Like, I don't trust any of these guys when they come in a game. This is a regular season game.
Well, Strom last night again.
In the playoffs? You're telling me these guys are coming into a playoff game? Any of them? So I'm very down on where this group is
Well,
right
I'll
now.
Say this. That's about as aggressive as it gets. I did not expect that answer, and I do not agree with that answer. But maybe you do, 215-592-9494. Rhea, you get to do anything. What are you doing? And by the way, let me say this to everyone listening. You can have five answers. You can say pull five different levers Rhea, what are you doing?
There might be too many holes to fix this team by the trade deadline. You know, bullpen pieces.
Yep.
Right-handed bat, center fielder. How about, though, you start with growing up and doing your job, like not trying to turn every single into a double?
The first one didn't bother me. The second one was bad.
He took too big of a turn, and he wasn't looking. He wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, look.
He just wasn't.
To me, tremendous play by the right fielder last night. I thought Castellanos on the second one, the one to left field, I thought that was just a horrible read.
You can't be out by more at second base.
You're out by a mile, and it's in front of you. At least the one to right field, it's not as in front of you, because at a certain point, you got to make the turn.
But you got to know how good they are.
Well,
They're very good at that.
You're right.
They're gold gloves.
That's part of it.
You know, that's fair.
The Trey one,
that was close to being, close to being a balk, although he was kind of far off.
Yep.
To me, they make too many mental errors for a, you know, this is a heavy veteran team.
What do you want to see them do?
I'm not with James ready to sell off.
To be fair, I'm giving them a month.
But in a month, if they're this team, then I'm, you know.
But just be clear, James, that's even if they are one game out of a playoff spot in a month?
Look, it's all dependent. This is a gray area right now for me. It depends how they look.
You're saying you're open-minded to it.
I'm open-minded to it. I'm also open-minded to if they play well. Look, because we know if they get hot in the playoffs, you know, that can happen. I don't think it's a great bet to bet on this group unless they show me more.
Look, here's where I'm at. And again, I'm curious on all of this with everyone, 215-592-9494. So I would not fire Rob Thompson, but my mind's moving. Like I think back to the Girardi thing in 2022, and it was June 2nd, and they were much worse than they currently are, but there's no question change in leadership supercharged the squad. I mean, it was the same team thereafter, and they started playing way better. So I'm not going to bury my head in the sand and act like that's not a possibility. It is, but I would not do that now. But I'm starting to, you know, my mind's moving. Here are the two things where I'm at right now. Either Crawford really soon or a trade really soon for that spot. You can't keep with the Marsh and the Rojas thing. Because to James's point, you got so many zeros around the diamond with these guys hitting right now. But that's like negative zero, if there's such a thing. Like, you just cannot continue to tell Wheeler and Harper and Schwarber, and even a guy like J2, I think we all love and admire, even though we know he's breaking down, but he's giving them a ton. You can't say, yeah, guys, and we're going to have a guy go out there every night and hit 220. So you either have to bring up the kid or you got to trade. It's one or the other. You can't tell me the kid's not going to be ready till forever, but I just got to deal with Rojas and Marsh for another 4 months. Can't do it. Because if it's October, it's 5 months. I can't do it. That's one. Here's two. Let's talk about like the more everyday players. I think I'm done with Boehm. I think I'm done. You know, seeing him slam that hat down.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, seeing him slam that helmet last night, it's like, you know
it's
what?
It's enough already.
It is enough. I think I'm done. I don't want to.
What does that mean? I mean, yeah.
No, it means you trade him. And so here's.
Holy cow. Yeah. Didn't they try?
But here's what we don't know. Here's what we don't know. What did they turn down? Like, I will tell you that I think 6 months ago, they turned down stuff that they probably won't even get in a trade offer now. And 6 months ago, I could have understood that. Now it's dumped. See, I wasn't where you were in the offseason, which was dump Boehm. And listen, maybe you're going to be proven right. You were in kind of dump mode. I wasn't. I was try to find value for Boehm mode. Now I am addition by subtraction, dump him. Like, that's where I'm at. Because, James...
He is hindering this team. His attitude is a detractor.
And his bat. His bat and the attitude, and he's hindering the fan base. It's not fun to watch a guy make out, and then slam the... And you know what
I mean? First pitch, every freaking time.
Oh, wait, no, wasn't it the second pitch when he hit into the...
Maybe it's a miracle.
And you know, Bresen Stott at one point he had, and I think it was a double play. There were so many ground balls that were either double plays or almost double play. And Stott had a big one. And when Stott crossed first base and he was out, and that's the end of the inning, he grabs his helmet, and you can tell he's thinking about slamming it down, and he didn't. And I said, you know what? I appreciate that.
And he had a puzzled look on his face.
And I respected
it. How could I have done that better? How could I have done that differently? It did look like he was processing a lot at that time.
But
I agree with you.
And he had seen Bohm just a couple innings before that slam his helmet.
Throw a fit.
And I think he
knew. Because he's an impetuous child, and we don't need that here.
Yeah.
And they knew that already at the end of last season.
Right.
That's why the guy got benched. Yeah. He deserved to be benched because of his attitude. It's horrendous. It's now horrendous again.
It is horrendous.
How much more do we put up with?
I'm with
now
you, man.
That like you said, now that his bat sucks too, get rid of him.
So obviously you got to find a solution if you dump him. But I'm just saying, like, I'm at that point now. And I guess I'm late to the party, but I'm there now. Look, you guys tell us. I mean, you could say fire Rob Thompson. You could say just make Trey Turner the leadoff hitter. No more of this righty-lefty, righty-lefty. Just, you know, I think that's been something people have been clamoring for a week or so. What would you do? 215-592-9494. Let us know. I mean, there are options. What would you do? Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie. It's not. By the way, they did win last night, right? I just want to check. Yeah, they did. Well,
and it was awesome bunting.
There's a bigger picture in mind. What should they do? Let us know on 94WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. Obviously, baseball season and, you know, baseball fans love the long ball. Local squad doesn't hit enough. But with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, they're giving you even more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season, because with Tuesdays, it's Dinger Tuesdays. That's today. Dinger Tuesdays. All FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means you can bet on the moonshots and obviously score big with FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer. You can go yard all season long with FanDuel Sportsbook at FanDuel.com/hammer, including the Dinger Tuesday profit boost. Find the player or players that works for you. Lock it in. Remember, also NBA Finals, Stanley Cup, all the sports, all the games, all the action, all there for you at FanDuel.com/hammer. Yeah, here in Rio with the update, and good morning to you. It's already got the feel of a weird weather day. Fog, mist, that's just where we are. Haze.
Not Austin haze.
No. The problem is
that stinks too.
Well, Kepler hasn't been much better. I mean, this guy's been a big disappointment.
He's been awful.
A huge disappointment. All right, the Phils, what would you do? I mean, seriously, what would you do? You get to, and by the way, I'll just add this. If you want to put the Dombrowski thing on the table, you can. I would say the last 2 weeks is the first time, if I'm the owner, I'm looking at, I still want to call him the general manager, but I know he's, you know, vice president of whatever or president, whatever, you know. And I do like Dombrowski, and I would not fire him. I want to be very clear. But if I'm the owner, it's the first time I'm looking at him like, dude, I keep taking your recommendations on some of these guys with, you know, I'm writing big checks to, and they're not delivering for me, which means you're not delivering for me enough. I mean, it's a valid criticism when you consider, you know, the Castellanos situation, when you consider the Kepler situation. I mean, there are a lot of examples where it's like, come on. All right, what would you do? You get to make a change or changes to the Phils. Which ones are you looking at? 215-592-9494. Seth in Northeast Philly kicks us off. Good morning, Seth.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You bet, Seth.
So, you know, obviously watching yesterday's game, it was fun to see them win. They still only had, like, I don't know, would they have, like, 6 hits and, like, 14 hits and, like, 5 runs or whatever, or 4 runs?
Well, it took to the 11th inning. They had 2 in regulation.
It was 15 singles of their 16 hits, I believe.
Something like that, yeah. But I'm kind of with James Seltzer on. So my thing is, I wouldn't so much trade like anybody. Like I would kind of just stay with what I have, because I'm at the point where I don't know if I want to trade these prospects for players that may not pan out. We might trade all these prospects and then still not win anything. Like, and kind of go through that stretch of from like 2012 to 2020 again, mm-hmm. you know, or 2021. And I just don't know if I'm willing to do that, because that was a long time with like Phillies baseball just being so bad. And like the way I
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Look at it as is like we're in between a rock and a hard place. It's like if you do it and it doesn't work, then you're screwed. And if you do it and you win, great. But now you have, but you still won't have any prospects, you know, for the future is what I'm trying to say.
So, Seth, let me ask you a question because I think I know what you're saying, but I want to try to drill down. So you're clearly not adding right now, but you're not subtracting. And your thing is, I'm open to adding or subtracting in a month based on how I see this group play for the next month and a half. Is that what you're saying?
It sort of, yeah, because like do you risk trading some of these players that you've held on to for so long for guys that you're going to get? And it, let's say it happens like last year, like we traded players for guys that weren't that great, or you know, and it didn't work out. And we've done it in the past over the last couple of years where we haven't done anything. It hasn't worked. So like, why now are we going to trade away guys like Nick Abel, or even a guy like Otto Kemp who can be a good player, or even Justin Crawford, or even Addison Miller? Like, we have players. We have five guys in our farm system that can be easy replacements for some of these guys that we have now. So, like, why would I trade these guys knowing that we're not good enough to win a World Series? Like, we just might not be good enough. Like, yes, our pitching has, you know, held up to this point. It's been a little shaky the last couple of times with Lizardo and whatnot, and we were just finally coming back. So I just don't know if I'm willing to. Like, it's kind of like we started the season with what we had. You live and die with this team. Like, obviously, we didn't make any major moves in the offseason. That was the time to do it. So now we're going to have to try to fill a lot of these holes that you can't do. You just can't.
Listen,
Seth, I
get your point. It's a reasonable thing to consider, to hold until you figure out more. But knowing that this is not the week to trade. I'll give you, for instance, what he's basically saying, this is not the week to trade Mick Abel for a starting left fielder. Because even with a starting left fielder, you think you're not going anywhere in the playoffs. That's the argument. Okay, it's reasonable. John, here's one of the issues on the flip side of that, though. There's only so many years you're going to have Wheeler and Bryce. And well, Wheeler is still in his prime. Bryce may no longer be.
We are built to win now. Yeah. Like, what do you do? You've sort of you've committed now. You've committed to Bryce and friends. This is older, you know, gentlemanly group. They've been around the block a few times, but early 30s, late 20s, you know, even the daycare that I'm talking about, you know, reinvigorating, those guys are long in the tooth.
How concerned are you? So I know you're not normally as concerned as we are on injuries, but the Bryce wrist thing, how much does that worry you? Because that worries me a lot.
The fact that he dealt with it previously. Yeah. It has positives. It has an upside that he knows how to deal with it effectively.
But he hasn't
didn't even
been,
know that he had it.
Hasn't been great with it, though.
And he was dealing with it.
Yeah, but other than last October, and there was only a couple games.
Yeah, it got better in the offseason and started again when
it'll be
playing.
It's a real, to me, that's a real. I think of guys like Griffey, you know, you get to a certain age and it's just not. For me, I thought it was his legs.
Ruben, he's going to be 33 in October, Bryce. You know, we don't think about it that way, but he's going to be 33 in October.
And James, 19. He's been playing 162 games.
Yeah, he's 14 years.
He wasn't a college kid playing 30 games in college.
14 years, man.
And swinging hard. And look, we always knew with two players, Tiger Woods and Bryce Harper.
Violent swings.
That there was a violent swing.
We talked about it when they signed him. The day they signed that contract, we talked about it, we were like, well, this is one thing to be concerned about.
Yeah. You know? So it'll be interesting to get Ruben's perspective. He'll be in here at 7 of how much that's a concern. That, to me, is a big worry. So, you know, first caller out of the gates, like, just hold tight until you try to figure out where you're going, which is not unreasonable. All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you stand? What would you do with the Phils? Up ahead, we will give Otto Kemp some love after his performance last night and what he said after the game. Also, your chance. We're going to get you fed. We're going to get one of you fed and give you a whole bunch of food. How you can win that, we'll tell you next. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP.
The bats are cracking. BetMGM, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies, is here to make sure Phils fans savor the 2025 season like never before. BetMGM has a state-of-the-art app, tons of betting options, and promotions that are available 24/7, like top odds on all your favorite home run bets and much more. That's right. With BetMGM, you can be a part of every diving catch, every double play, every strikeout, and every home run from your favorite Phillies player at the stadium or right at home. Don't forget, BetMGM is the best place to bet the long ball with top odds on your favorite home run bet. Sign up today for BetMGM, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies, and experience baseball like never before.
Well, it has been a struggle lately for the Phils, but they did get a win. So, there's that. All right, good morning to you. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. Twitter poll questions of the day. We got a couple of them, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Make sure you check out Armin Certified One-Owner Pre-Owned Pickup Trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, as we've been discussing with the Phils, we'll bring the hitting into focus with four hitters who have really struggled. And we'll ask you which of these hitter struggles bother you the most. Not as the greatest concern, but bother you the most. Irritate you, annoy you, whatever sort of term like that, bother you the most. Here are the four. Bohm, Kepler, JT, Stott. Bother you the most, Bohm, Kepler, JT, Stott. And then obviously there'd be honorable mentions.
Not even close for me.
Bohm?
Oh, Bohm in a, yeah, landslide.
I agree with you on that. But I will tell you this.
And JT, you know what? The way he, last night, the way he stepped up in the 11th inning with the confidence
of a
boss. I mean, like he stepped to that. You knew he was going to get a hit.
No, I
and
didn't.
And it was
decisive
hit.
I expected him not to get a hit, actually.
Really?
I knew you were going to get a hit.
I swear. How do you guys feel so completely differently than I do?
He's got like a 300 on base percentage.
Yeah, why would I watch him?
I mean, just look at him.
Oh, he stood there like a
situation.
Oh, yeah.
He's ready to go, man. The guy's been there before. He knew how to take care of business.
0%.
And he did.
All right, second poll question.
That was amazing.
Second poll question. NBA Finals. Who do you prefer to see win? I mean, it's two nondescript teams. Let's be real. One, the Sixers have had some dealings with through the years. It's Indiana. Played them a few times in the playoffs. The other one, Oklahoma City. It's like, you know, new kid on the block. Who do you want to see win the finals? Pacers or Thunder? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, coming up in a minute, how you can win a whole bunch of food on our show today. We'll tell you that coming up in 1 minute.
When couples walk into Benari Jewelers, they can't believe the selection of amazing engagement rings. I'm talking thousands of choices. If she's seen a ring she loves on Pinterest, they've got it at Benari. Halos, hidden halos, vintage, side stone rings, three stone rings, classic or contemporary, and white gold, yellow gold, rose gold, platinum. You can go with the simple solitaire or the most intricate design imaginable. Benari is an authorized retailer for all the top bridal designers. So if she's looking for a certain brand like Tacori, Benari has the entire collection. And Benari's amazing associates are not retail clerks. They're true experts who specialize in helping you combine a beautiful handcrafted ring with just the right diamond to make your dream ring a reality. With no compromises, you can design it yourself. Don't select a ring that looks like everyone else's. She deserves something that reflects her unique style, taste, and personality. And you'll find it at Benari Jewelers, Exton and Newtown Square.
All right, Cheddar Cameron and John Ritchie here with Seltzer and Reyes. So we got a lot to do, including giving you a chance to win a $100 gift card today to Wild Fork Foods. Give the gift of flavor this Father's Day. Visit one of Wild Fork's Greater Philadelphia retail locations today pick up a Wild Fork gift card for your dad. You can your dad can shop in store or online for same day shipping to his door. Visit WildForkFoods.com. That's WildForkFoods.com. All right, so I'm back from my college reunion.
How was it?
Chagrined.
Oh. You're back, you're saying? You're chagrined?
Correct.
Yeah, I caught up now.
I mean, Rhea, you fell for that one fast.
Yeah, I knew exactly.
I'm not chagrined about the reunion. I'm chagrined to see you freaking fools.
Well, that's not very nice.
No, it's not. But I'd rather see 100 friends from 25 years ago and, like, just, you know. I mean, I'm just saying. It was really, it was really great. It was really
I'm
great.
Happy you were. You were excited for it.
I was.
It lived up that.
Because you guys know that's up my alley.
Oh,
I mean, that's my.
You let everyone know. You talked about it for like a week and a half.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Note, were there incredible events?
Incredible.
Crazy.
It was great.
Debaucherous things that
great.
You can relate.
Any cantaloupes harmed?
Any cantaloupes. You know what? It was, all jokes aside, like, it was amazing. We had a great turn. We had over 100 people. We had about 120 from our class, which is
and
a lot.
And you remembered most of the
most
people.
Of them.
You actually knew. See, the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know that I knew a ton. I knew a kind of a circle of people, and most of them were the guys on my team.
Sure.
But also, like, a lot of the athletes and stuff, you'd see them, like, at the sports center, like, in the training room and that sort of thing. I mean, what do you, I don't know, who do you see if you don't have
you
that?
You ready for this answer? You see your friends that you used to drink with.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
how about that for a simple
off
answer?
Off campus.
No, yeah, I mean, we had a lot of friends. So, I mean, I was very lucky and I'm still in touch with a ton of people, but like Friday night, especially, like almost everyone was there on the Friday night. Some people came on the Saturday. I mean, it was really awesome. It's just a lot of camaraderie, a lot of good spirit.
Huh.
And it was really fun.
That seems amazing.
It was.
I don't know that a lot of schools like have that, like a lot of classes, a lot of college classes.
I agree with you.
Have that sort of. Together.
Well, we also weren't that big. We only had about 700 people in our class, maybe about 3,000 in the school.
Oh.
So I think that created...
Oh, well, that is unique.
You know?
Holy cow.
Now, my friends around here would rip me, and they'd call it Fairfield High,
yeah,
making fun
of
me.
Yeah, that is high school.
Yeah, that's what they would say.
Yeah,
like Fairfield High.
Over 10 times as many people at the school Rhea
and
I went to.
Yeah, and so the
and
point
John
is...
Well.
The good thing is when you reconvene, you really do recognize a big percentage, because you knew almost everybody. So it was great. It was really fun.
That's
so,
cool.
So here's the deal. Today, for you to win the Wild Fork Food $100 gift card, in honor of my college reunion, which was something.
You went solo.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you know what? Almost no one took a girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife. I think there were only 3 out of about 100.
Wow.
Now, maybe there were a couple and I didn't know, you know, who the spouse was. But I only knew of 3 people that took... Girlfriend, boyfriend.
How does Amy feel about
no,
that?
No, she was pretty happy not to go. She was like, she was very like, you just.
Yeah, have fun.
You know, because you also, because you when you see the randoms, you don't want to have my girlfriend Amy, my girlfriend Amy, like, you know what I mean? And then, like, it just it can get you off topic. And so, no, it worked out fine. But here's the deal. In honor of the college thing, we'll ask you today for your chance to win a $100 gift card at Wild Fork Foods. Best scene ever from a movie. That's a college-themed movie. A lot of college movies out there. A lot of them. Now, I can't go high school. Got to be college. I'll even give you college from TV shows as well.
What about a scene that happens at a college, even if it's not a college movie?
I'm fine with that.
Okay, I don't have that answer. I'm just asking in general.
I think that's fair.
I think it should count. That's why I asked.
It's just some kind of college tie-in. Best scene, which one is it? All time. John Ritchie, turn to you first. And everyone at 215-592-9494. Come to the table also, you know, some thoughts on the Phils and everything going on. John, a college scene, what are you thinking?
Yeah, this is a deep cut. Okay. This is 1991.
Okay.
Necessary Roughness.
Oh, yeah, sure.
If you'll recall, for this, I'm in high school.
Yep.
This is my 11th grade year, and there's a football movie with Scott Bakula as a quarterback at, I think it was TSU, whatever this college was. So it is, it qualifies
as a college
movie.
I remember they were the Armadillos.
Yep. The Armadillos, but the thing that I remember most, the scene that I remember most was when Kathy Ireland, you know.
Oh, I'm shocked. That's the scene you remember
the model from Sports Illustrated, the swimsuit issue. Uh-huh. She's on the cover that year. And here she is. She makes the team as the kicker. And when she gets in the game, it's epic because she ends up, this guy hits her, and it's a cheap shot, and he says, "Welcome to football," and she turns around, kicks him, and says, "Welcome to football," the bully guy, and then for the next, year, everyone at my practice, that's all they did was try to kick each other in the crotch and say, "Welcome to football, welcome to football." It was formative.
Sure.
That scene caused mayhem on every team in every high school, I guarantee it.
That's pretty good.
For a full year.
Yeah, no, I do remember that. All right, Seltzer, give me an answer, a college movie scene.
Sounds awful, by the way, everyone trying to kick each other.
It does.
I will not take a winning answer. I'll shout out my guilty pleasure movie. I'll go with the riff-off scene in Pitch Perfect. Pitch Perfect rocks.
All right. And by the way, same movie. I just want to be clear. It can be said with 17 different answers. As long as you got a good enough scene. I mean, different scenes, different movies. Sure. But it can be different scenes, same movie. Rhea, what are you thinking?
Legally Blonde, when Elle's ex-boyfriend, Warner, says, "You got into Harvard?" And she replies, "What? Like, it's hard?" I just love that scene.
There you go. You
know, Simple and sweet.
I went to Stanford with her. I saw her, and she's one of the ones, I really did kind of know her. Like,
yeah, I know you
kinda.
Did. Oh, I know you did.
Like, my friend was dating her.
Yeah, no, he definitely knew her.
And, like, I saw her.
You know,
I would see her
clarifying.
A lot.
Thank you.
Which was crazy, because she was so much smaller than normal people. She was like a real human, but just shrunk down to, like, you know how they'll
tiny
like
person.
For like a viola, they'll go with like a 3/4 size for kids, like when they learn when they first start playing instruments and stuff. It was almost like Reese Witherspoon was just sized down, that like from the normal human size, but like child size. She was the next size down.
Wow.
Like the Three Bears. She was the next size down.
Okay.
Wow. So, a lot of ways to go. Great college movie scene. Hit us up, 215-592-9494. I mean, obviously the best answers, you know, what I said to my, you know, crew Friday night. Let's go streaking. Old school.
Did you?
Frank the Tank. It was just a way to, you know.
So good when it hits your lips.
Make a funny. No, Frank the Tank, obviously. And there's a lot of
scenes. How debaucherous did it get?
No, it did not.
Guys.
It did not. But there's a lot of scenes from old school. And obviously that's one of the best. So give us a great answer. But when he screams, "Let's go streaking," it really is funny. And he's, you know, running down the street by himself and the whole deal. All right, to the phones we go. Gary in Whitehall. Gary, what's going on, bud?
Good morning, everybody. How you doing today?
Good, Gary.
Awesome, Gary.
So, we got 86 days, Joe. 86 days.
What's that, training camp?
No.
Raise the banner, Joe.
For our Super Bowl champion Eagles.
Wow, it's that soon. So, training camp's probably in like 50 days or 40 days or something.
Yeah.
It's
July.
Wow. In the winter, you know.
Next month, training camp starts. How about that?
Oh, wow.
We talk about how... You know, we got 50 days to pitchers and catchers.
Sure.
Well, we might as well do it with us, with the Eagles, the way the Phillies are going right now. I like the whole pattern, so kind of. But I do like your idea of subtraction to make addition.
Yeah, I think I'm done with Bohm. And that's saying something, because I was the biggest supporter of him around here in the offseason, but I think I've just seen enough. I mean, when he slammed his helmet down last night, I'm just like, you know what, I'll just move on. And I'm not going to tell you, Gary, I got a great solution for third base. Obviously, Otto Kemp could be an option. Obviously, Sosa could be an option. Obviously, someone you acquire could be an option. I'm not going to tell you as we sit here today that I know who's the guy. Obviously, it's Dave Dombrowski's job to figure that out. I'm just telling you, I feel pretty confident at this point he's not the guy.
Yeah, exactly. He can take his bat, glove, and ball and go home. I'm okay with that.
And the thing is like, take a guy like Stott who's struggling. He's not as deep into his career, so you control him for longer. Like, Bohm's going to be in free agency zone sort of soon. So, you know,
after next year.
Yeah, like, it's not one of those things where I'm just ready to move on. Let's put it that way. I'm just ready to move on.
Exactly. It's just, you know, but I mean, I don't want to be trading away any of the minor leaguers, because, you know, this band's getting a little old, and we need replacements as far as youth. So I don't really want to get rid of any of the prospects. I like to see some more of them. I kind of like this guy I see out of Kemp. He's just...
Yeah, Kemp did a nice job last night. Gary, give me an answer, a college movie scene.
I'm going to go with old school at the podium during commencement saying, it's a scary world out there. Take care of number one and don't step in number two.
That's not old school. It's back to school.
Back to school. I'm sorry.
Gary, what's it like to lose with a good answer, but because you said the wrong movie, you can't win?
I'm old. What do you want?
You got it, Gary. Stay well, buddy. All right, Otto Kemp is certainly not old. He's here. He's in Philadelphia, and he took the long road by being an undrafted player. Let's listen last night, because congrats to Otto Kemp on his first big league hit.
Swung on line to left. That's a base hit. First major league hit for Otto Kemp into the alley in left center. It'll be cut by Pete Crow Armstrong, but, boy, what a ride for Otto Kemp, undrafted. Signed after college out of a Division II school. He's got his college coach here today. His family is here today. And they've just seen Otto pick up hit number one in the major leagues.
And, of course, he got another hit, and it was an important one, 11th inning with the bunt. You know, after Stott's bunt, Kemp's bunt. And I swear to God, I don't know when. Someone looked this one up.
What's back to back.
Back to back Phillies bunts? They were singles?
Insane.
I mean, that was
they were masterful.
They were perfect bunts
as well.
They were
masterfully bunted to where the defender who fielded was put in a pickle
a
from
bunt.
The get go. The hesitation, no throw made.
Right. I mean, the one even had the backspin. I don't know. I forget if that was Kemp's or Stott's, but one of them.
Stott put some English on him.
Oh, man,
yeah.
So let's listen to Otto Kemp after the game. He gets his first big league hit. He gets, I guess it would be his first big league win. And he talked after the game.
And was this your first time ever in this ballpark?
Yeah, it was today.
Why was that the case? Why did you never come here before?
Yeah, I just tried to keep it special. Just tried to keep it something that I get to do on the first day that I make it to the big leagues, and it was kind of just a little bit of motivation to keep me pushing and get to this point.
Yeah, it's a cool sentiment. I got to ask this question, and James, you know more about the prospect world certainly than I do. So, would a prospect typically have access to the big league ballpark? And go, like, when would he have had access before?
No, not really. Yeah, I don't think he would have, you know, unless he wanted to go to
first
a game.
First round
there.
Draft picks are brought there for press conferences.
Look, I'm sure if he said, hey, guys, I want to go to a game tomorrow night, we have an off night, they'd be like, here's some tickets.
Right.
You know, so he could have gone, but I don't think it's like he wouldn't go there to train because he's in Clearwater.
So it's not that unusual.
No.
Right.
No, yeah.
But it sounds like he intentionally stayed away, which is
very purposeful.
Which is probably unusual. I mean, I would think most people don't even think of it. Like, you either have the chance to go and you go, or you never had the chance to go. But for him to say he purposely stayed away, that's different. And you know, I respect it. I mean, he wanted that feel on, you know, his first big league game, and he got it. That's something. Look, 215-592-9494.
I don't know that I would have been able to do that. I mean, I don't think I'm too set in my ways or anything, or too much a creature of habit, but just knowing what you're heading into would be nice too.
You would
like
think.
Knowing the goal. I don't know. Like, I don't think I could have resisted.
Had you been in the Raiders facility?
A part of the
But I'm saying, like,
when you become a part of an organization, you know, like, it's out of the blue. I had no idea the Raiders were even interested. They were talking to my.
No, I'm not asking that. I'm saying, what I'm saying is, when you played for the Raiders in your first game, had you been in their stadium before that Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, so you're in that town,
but just
you're practicing elsewhere though.
We were yes.
But you would like set up a locker or something like that.
We had done a walkthrough, maybe, or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's possible that did the rest of the team go to the stadium and he chose not to. Otto Kemp, like yesterday, did he want to keep it that fresh or whatever that was? I don't know. Maybe guys have different ways of
they
dealing
sure do.
With things and whatever works. It worked. It worked great. He was 3 for 5 last night.
He
had a decisive play in the game.
He really and a good defensive play.
Kemp. What's that?
And a good defensive play.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think he can help bring back the daycare. Otto Kemp, young guy. You saw the daycare, dump it on him. Let's allow the daycare to reconfigure.
Some would say replace the daycare.
Yeah. Schwarber was in there. They had dad out there with them.
All right. The Phils, what do you make of the win last night? But more important is the big picture and what to do with the many issues that have been negative. 215-592-9494. Ruben Amaro, he joins us. His perspective coming up next. Also, your chance to win the food. Give us the best scene from a college-themed movie where it just runs through a college. A lot of answers there. What do you got? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Burst pipes, leaks, clogs, corrosions, even a loud, mysterious noise. Don't let one of these plumbing problems ruin your summer. Just contact Horizon Services today, and you can stop worrying. No matter the time of the year, you can always trust the experts at Horizon Services to solve any of your plumbing problems because, frankly, they have seen it all. You won't be waiting around for days for a plumber to arrive. Horizon Services has same-day service, so they'll make sure your problem is fixed fast. As always, with Horizon Services, job will be done right the first time. If it's a bigger job, say maybe a water heater installation, Horizon Services, they have money-saving warranties, rebates, and flexible payment options. So it doesn't matter what season it is, you shouldn't be worried about having enough hot water for everyone in your house. And you shouldn't have to worry about your wallet when you need to take care of your home. Horizon Services, they are available 24/7, so don't wait. Schedule a visit at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. Book today. Knowing with Horizon Services, help is on the way.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.